Okay, looks like everything looks like it's working for the moment. I'm just trying to figure out what happened to it was recording, but it was very weird stuff that was coming out of it. So no sensor. I'm afraid it's gonna be a bit short because some things are sort of time wasted. But just do the best you can. Thanks. Okay, so Terry's up to this. Thanks so much for running around. Welcome, everybody. Hope your sessions went well. So this is our functional design meeting. We're going to consider user needs, technical effects, and the working design of our remote control. I've been taking the meetings in the minutes in the meetings. And I'll be putting them in the shared documents folder, so if there's anything you need to refer to, you can find them in there. I'll get the ones up for next time. They're not finished yet. Right. So can we have updates from everyone from what you worked on? Just kind of a quick summary of anything interesting that you'd like to share and discuss.
Sure. Is that all done? No, we decided all done.
No, any orders.
Okay. How do I put this? I'll just put the cable in. Is that it? Let me see. So what happens?
It takes.
Did you function F8?
Who's that?
No.
Well, sometimes you have to do it. It's like a three-setting cycle. So press it a couple times. Hold down function and then press it.
Alright. What would help me?
And then press
function.
Yeah. Could you just put it back into hers?
Wait, that's not it. That's just
wait a second.
The cable might be a little loose or something. Okay. In order to see what the functional requirements were to be found, 100 people were tested in a usability laboratory through just their habits to observe, and questionnaires were given out. The findings in some cases matched what we were talking about. Customers and users don't like the way remote controls look, they don't like the way they feel, they don't think they match their operating behavior. And an example is what we were talking about, the buttons. They only use 10% of the buttons, so later on there's a study of the buttons that they use most, and I think we should design according to these buttons. Easy to lose, and RSI, I don't know what RSI means. The person that did the questionnaire obviously did, I don't have a clue. According to the frequency of use and the relevance of each buttons, I've made a list of the buttons that we should focus on in order of importance. So the most important buttons are those to do with channel selection. They're used about 160 times per hour. And and people like to zap a lot, apparently. So this is the order: channel selection, teletext, volume, and power. The other ones are the settings, and they're used less than 0.8 to 0.5 times per hour. And this means that I think we could have like a button for all the settings, and then just one, and then from there go on to the audio on the screen, either on the remote or on the television. About the screen and speech recognition, some people are more willing than others to actually pay for that. And if we look at the market, people from 15 to 35 year olds, I don't really know how to describe this, 91, 76% of people in that age range are willing to pay more for this sort of product, while people that are above 35 years old go from 35% to 8%. So people that are 65, for example, wouldn't actually pay for this sort of thing. I don't know what the decision to be made is, but I think that the people that actually do buy remotes more are those like teenagers and young professionals, and most likely that we should discuss this together. And that's all I have to say about the matter.
What's function? It's the little blue. No, it's
that
the function.
One.
About the technical functions design, and I basically just tried to focus on just what functions we need and how to make that the best function for the user. So I sort of like thought about it myself and looked on the internet. And okay, so basically, I think like it is really important that we sort of get this done in a user-friendly and fashionable way. So I think things like keeping buttons together, like close together, that are used in the same way, or maybe that making the same color, keeping the number of buttons at least to a minimum, and also things like is it small enough, large enough? I'm not sure. I guess we would need to do some research about what size is appropriate, that sort of thing. But basically, we need to make sure that it turns on and off the TV. Does it have like capacity to change the channels? Do we need to have like functions for cable or VCR? And then is it findable? And how do we want to do that? And I just thought that these two remotes were pretty boring. And I think we can find something that's more fun to look at and use than either of those. I like the one on the right better, just because it does have fewer buttons in it. But I think we can sort of think about things like color and size, shapes, that sort of thing, to best fit the user. That concludes my presentation.
add some of you.
Okay, so this is on the working design, which is one of the mechanical functions of the remote. The method I used was to basically look at existing designs and incorporate ideas from our last meeting. So I think we need two basic functions, which is just the basic remote functions. User can input a channel or a volume setting and it can be output to the TV. And also we talked about a location function where maybe you could press a button on the TV and it would send sort of signal to the remote where it would beep or flash or vibrate or whatever to tell you where the remote is. So the components we need are an energy source to power the remote. Input, which would probably be buttons, although we just talked about voice recognition. Processor to take the information. Something to transmit it to the TV. And we also need something on the remote that would receive the location signal and have an output, like possibly a beep or a vibration. And also you need a sender for the location signal, which would probably be a separate thing that we'd have to sell with the remote, and people could stick it on their TV or stick it on their wall. And this is just sort of an overview of how the remote works. Power comes from the battery, goes to the chip, and then it is sent from there to an infrared bulb, which would probably be the easiest way to send to the TV. And then for the location function, we'd have a sender on the TV, which would output some sort of signal. We could use IR, but we'd probably want to use radio instead. That signal would go to a receiver, the chip would process it, and it would be output in the form of a buzzer or a light lighting up. So my personal preferences for how to build the remote would probably be a battery for the energy source, that way you don't have to plug it in. A button pad for input. We can purchase a pre-made chip, which will handle all the processing stuff. IR transmitter to communicate to the TV, that's just sort of standard. So most TVs have an IR receiver. Probably a radio receiver to send out location function and to receive it. And I'd probably say a buzzer for the location function on the remote itself. So that concludes my presentation.
Do you know about, like, I don't seem like you know about.
Yeah, I was an engineer.
Okay.
Before I came here.
Cool.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, thank you, everybody. I discussed that in a minute. I just want to mention some new project requirements that came in. Teletext is currently outdated, so due to internet popularity, so that's off the list. Also, our remote should be used only for television. No extra internet kind of fancy things, just remote and television. And also, we need to incorporate our corporate image onto this. So, we put fashion in electronics, so let's be fashionable, I guess. If we have something, I mean, silver and gold are probably our colors, so if we have like a kind of silver on the facade, and yellow and so we need to make some decisions on the remote control functions. I guess we should make some kind of brainstorming.
Like in terms of how it looks or like
Well, probably our target group and how it's going to appeal to our target group in, I don't know, because the buttons and what it does and that sort of thing. So,
is our target group then people, so do you want to go ahead and design this thing with the finder button? So
I think that seems
it,
yeah.
Okay. So
the buzzing.
Yeah.
Sure.
So then our target age group would be the 19 to 35
age.
Yeah,
teenagers and
well, that's for speech recognition.
Well,
that's only for speech recognition.
I was thinking about that, but I mean, speech recognition is really hard to program, and also
Yeah.
if the TV is on, it's making sound and the people on the TV are talking, and if somebody says like one, then the TV's gonna switch itself to channel one.
Yeah.
It seems like a silly, I'm not sure how you would implement it.
I just looked at that.
And
But I just
consider our budget,
it's a whole idea.
If you consider our budget to have speech recognition programmed in every single email, might be able to.
Yeah, I'll see about that.
Yeah. So,
Okay, so are we gonna have just some kind of a, like we'll have the buzzer on the, some, like on the TV itself?
Well, you'd have to have a button on the TV or on your wall or someplace, basically, since the TV already has power.
Yeah.
Yeah, you click the button, it's gonna send out a signal. And I was thinking IR is line of sight, so unless the remote is like actually in front of the TV, it's not gonna work. So probably like a radio signal like that.
Okay.
On the cell phone.
Okay.
Sends out a signal and then the remote hears the signal and so it beeps probably.
Okay.
So you need like a separate base for that, or like something.
It would have to be sold separately, because if the sender's on the remote, then you'd have to find the remote first to click the button to find the remote.
So you plug it in the you plug it in the TV?
Yeah, probably just stick it on the TV, so
Okay.
you find the remote, click the button.
So it's now like a two-part
thing. Yeah, so it's a two-part package.
Okay.
So you get to design that too. Fashionable. Okay.
So do you think, even though we're not talking about speech recognition, our target group should still be teenagers and young professionals?
Are we, should that thing be on the thing to put the, you're talking about the home for it. Do you still want to build a little thing that's the telly or to hang on the wall, or shall we leave that for now?
Probably leave that. I mean, I guess one takes care of the other.
Okay, yeah.
If you can, if you can call it, but it's.
And it can live anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay, for them, so you have that button, but so is there a light or shall we just have a radio?
On the TV or on the phone?
On the phone.
Seems like a beep seems the most reasonable.
Yeah.
If that's what the phone does.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to find a phone, you just have someone call it, and it starts ringing somewhere, and then you can figure out.
And
it's
like
on the couch
if the phone's under the couch, you
it
might
can
have to
hit
the light.
Yeah.
So.
So with the other buttons. So you have this.
So I mean the two remotes that you had shown, one looked like it was for VCR type thing, and the other looked like just television.
I think they are both sort of just like general. They're both general remotes.
Because that is something we have to decide, is whether we want to have VCR capabilities.
Yeah.
Does anyone know if VCRs are the same across international?
They're not.
They're not.
Okay, so you need like a whole different set of buttons.
Yeah.
They're not
really interesting. The DVD probably is.
Yeah, other than that region kind of thing.
But VCRs.
And if we're targeting young professionals and teenagers, I mean, it's going to be DVD.
Yeah.
That's the technology these days.
So, okay. I think still it shouldn't be that hard to just reduce the number of buttons, you know?
Yeah.
Like, because if you just have, like, one menu button that works, like, with, you know, where you can just kind of scroll through the options.
Well, for sure we need the, I think we can just design the channels. I mean, power's just the button.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not used that much, and it's usually that red.
Yeah.
And I think it's quite nice to keep it like
red.
You know, I've seen some remotes though where you just hold one, like if you hold one down, it's a different color than the other buttons, but that turns it on. So you don't actually have a separate power button.
Okay.
It seems like that would be hard though. I mean, because unless you
it
know,
might be confusing.
Yeah. Just because I would probably pick it up and just be like,
besides you have to
Yeah.
Okay, so we have definitely on power button and numbers.
Yeah.
Right.
Or even I don't know if people like it. But if you want to reduce the number of buttons, instead of having like 1 to 9, have a sort of
that scrolling
sort of like
joystick flat.
Yeah. Because people like seem now the iPad's up, people seem to like this thing that there's no, you know, you don't have one, two people.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting idea, because it's cool, it's fun, like, if, like, I don't have an iPod, but, like, I just, like, sort of messing around with one of my friends the other day, and you just sort of, and it's funny how you pick it up and you just figure out how to use it quite easily. Like, it's not that hard.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, and it's one thing,
yeah,
which is everything.
Yeah, it is really, but do you need a screen, then? Do you have to have a screen, then?
Well, can't it tell the, like, can't you?
Yeah, you can have the number.
You can have the number,
okay.
And they tell you, go,
yeah,
like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
yeah,
once you scroll.
Okay,
and
so
you
have this, like, scrolling sort of button.
Is that, like, on the mouse pad, where,
yeah,
like, kind of,
yeah, it's like, it's just, like, the same.
I've
it's
never
like, now it is
this, like that, and then you do that. And then you can have, if you actually just want to zap, you can have like a thing like that, and then it can just be plus and minus.
Okay. So like it's like a little part of the circle that, or
yeah.
Oh, so it's just a region of the circle that you can.
Yeah, click
on,
actually.
We could even have four buttons, like. If that's the mouse, you could have the volume,
yeah,
and the channels radius, just
yeah,
like all that.
So volume could be like the top of and the bottom. So do you need to,
okay,
like,
I think that's that would be,
well, you have to, you have to like be able to change the function of it to like,
what do you mean the function?
I mean like, okay, because so I don't know. I guess okay, so when you scroll your thumb like around it, it'll like let's say you're going clockwise. That means you're going to go up the channels, and then you scroll the other way, and you'll go down.
Yeah.
But then, so if you want to switch to the, do you have to switch to a function where, like, so you're either in that mode, or you're in the mode where, like, it just has, like, the four, like, you know, this is channel that way, that's that way, and volume is up and down.
Yeah, but it knows for some
it
reason.
Just,
yeah, iPod knows.
It just knows. iPod knows.
If it works on an iPod, then it works.
Yeah, so you just can either do this or like you can just touch it if you want.
Well, for the volume, you have to press the middle.
Okay, that's
and
what
then
I mean. Okay.
Go up.
Okay, so you have to like press this middle region and then you can scroll up. Go up.
And then
so
the
it's
volume,
like holding.
You do that, it goes. But if you like that, makes more sense because there's already ones with up and down here that I've seen.
And you is there an extra actual button, or you're just using the mouse to go up and down?
Well, what do you,
like
for the iPod, you press in, well, right, if you're on the channel, let's
mm-hmm.
say, then you press in the middle,
mm-hmm.
and then if you do that again, the volume goes up, and if you do that, it goes down.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to keep it with volume here and here, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I mean, if you're going to use this for channels, right, then
yeah.
wouldn't the volume need to be separate somehow? Like, you could just have.
I don't know, you can click and then have it up and
like,
down, but
you
I think
can actually
I think we can go on the fact that it does just work with
yeah.
But the other thing is like iPods are so expensive, like it has to be is that part
is
of
is that what makes sense?
Yeah.
I think
I
it's
don't know.
They have
I don't
so
know.
Much memory though.
I
think
so.
I don't
think
it's the
I think
of
you.
Yeah. I think it's
okay.
the it's their capability. I mean they can hold what, 5,000 songs or something.
I'm thinking we could, if you have so big, I mean, but
an
iPod just has one, so
yeah.
you can
put your songs in front of
yeah.
you, so that's
yeah.
more expensive.
Yeah.
Like little computer.
Yeah. But like, since it just has this circle thing, you could make it a kind of cool shape, like, it could be a
yeah.
sort of,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it could be circular.
Yeah.
Or something weird like
well,
that.
It could just be simple instead of being a mess. Because the other thing, I didn't tell you on my presentation, is that people find that it's a big waste of time to have to learn how to use your remote.
Yeah.
That's another thing they complained about.
Yeah.
What other buttons were there? Volume, oh, it's just set that.
So, okay, this is just for TV, it's not for, it is Disney TV compatible only.
A DVD is simply just have play,
yeah.
pause.
So have
you know,
switched?
Actually, our new project requirements,
mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if they meant only using it for television as in not for DVD or just not
mm-hmm.
internet type thing. So I'll
okay.
check that and update.
Yeah.
And let's
so like if we have that.
We'll hold off on that.
Yeah.
But
DVD players usually have their own remote.
That's true, yeah.
I know, I'm not completely able to have it all in one because
yeah,
you want to turn
yeah.
it on and then you want to turn up the volume and then you want to go to the thing.
So you'd have to have like, I think you would have to have like a function switch button, you know, somewhere, so like you're either on TV, you're on DVD, or you're on VCR,
yeah.
Or you're like,
well,
so
DVD is only like 4 buttons.
Yeah,
yeah, but I mean like to switch the to switch the function of the little circle disc, the touchpad.
Oh,
yeah.
I think circle only does channel isn't applicable to DVD really, because you don't want to.
Yeah, but it
volume is, and volume is actually controlling the TV, so you don't have to switch.
So, but I'm saying like, does it make sense to have like some kind of a button so like if you're on TV, like you can switch channels, but then if you're on DVD, then like the channel button, like the region of the disc that was for channels is for like switching to different tracks or, you know, to different, I mean, do we need to think about that?
Yeah, let's think about it because we need to wrap up.
Okay.
Let's see. So everyone's gonna go finish their questionnaire. Then when we come back after lunch, we'll have 30 minutes of individual work. So think about the things we've discussed and bring some ideas to our next meeting. See you soon.
So I feel like I'm on a spaceship because we're okay, logging out.
We went